Hey, it's Alex. And before we start the episode, I want to give a quick thanks to some of our patrons. Melanie Bouchard, the GM Josh, Catherine Knox, Ursula Berger, Lauren Hume, Murderpiece Theater, Christian O'Dell, Darren Boyle, Mitch Garrods, Rebecca Pilon, Anne Kucharski, Kia, Christina Lamoureux, Emma Collins, Alexis G, Anne Worth, Mary Malone, Stephanie Smith, Amanda Muoneke, Sarah Dez, Robin, and the Town Whispers. Thank you to everyone for supporting the show.
Sorry if I've been a bit aggressive lately. There's been a lot going on in my life. I'm sure you'd love to hear about it. Can we catch up? I certainly do miss having you around. Let's be close again. Love you. Bye.
Shh. Shh. God, sneaking around is so hard. Your body is more bruised than flesh.
Whose fault is that?
The cult's.
Correct.
At least she's trimmed down the parsley hedge. Will this mic pick them up?
We just have to try. The window's open a little.
Okay.
My darling. My sweet darling. You're strong. You trust me, and I trust you. We're so close to our goal. And you, our newest family members, are finally ready. Come in close. Let us all breathe as one.
What is that smell? It's not bad.
Yeah, it smells like the last room I was in before I fled Valeria, but more floral? Oh, it's strong.
The trick is to have allergies so your sense of smell is dampened.
This is an act of trust. You've all faced people who have tried to push you down, hurt you, break you. But now, you can become better than them. Your best self, your new self, with us. Deep breath in, and deep breath out. As we drink together, we become one, our spirits intertwined. My children, awake.
Do you think anyone at work's gonna notice?
Well, here's hoping no one's been keeping up-to-date records of the gear. I can, like, hide it in a desk or something.
You know, I smelled that same scent of Valeria. Right before I took off, I got brought into that room. The whole memory is just in a haze, but I remember all these people, and it was smoky, and that woman tried to get me to drink something, and I was so dizzy that I couldn't even concentrate.
Weird. Do you know what it was?
I don't, but it smelled vaguely bitter, planty, like herbs or cedar or something. I don't know, but it reminded me of my grandmother's garden.
Whatever it was, it's probably pretty good that you didn't drink it.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Have you heard from Claire at all since you got back?
I have, unfortunately.
And?
I got a couple missed calls. She left a message just before I left to come meet you.
Hi, Judith. Heard you went by Valerian. Isn't the breakfast buffet fantastic? Anyway, just wanted to reach out to talk to you about the fact that you bailed earlier than expected. I mean, maybe you had a good reason, but I have to say that I'm feeling really hurt. If you left because you thought that my friends were being too pushy, we can talk about it. But I need you to be honest with me. I just want the best for you, Judith. I want you to be a part of this with me. And I know you want what's best for me as well. Do you want to talk? give me a call, I'd love to hear your voice. Do you not like me anymore? Do you not care? Talk to me. I need you. I need you. Help me. Help me. Help me. Okay, Judith? Okay? Okay. Okay.
She sounds great.
I can't listen to that again. I just needed you to hear it.
Do you even feel safe going home?
No, but where else do I go? I don't want to go to my parents' place. Claire knows where they live anyways, and I can't bring this to them. There's no guarantee that they won't get hurt, and same with my sister, so I don't know.
Do you want to come back to my place?
Yeah, for a bit, but I don't think I'll crash at yours this time. I'll see how I feel, and I'm just trying to put up a brave front right now, I think.
Why?
No idea. Once I said that aloud, it felt incredibly stupid.
Okay, remind me to get the spare sheets out when we get back.
Hi, Judith. You aren't returning my calls. Are you mad at me? I hope you're not. I just want the best for you. I want what's best for us. I'm only doing this because this is best for everyone. Missing you. Bye.
Oh, thank you for the ice pack. My everything is still real sore.
You fell off a cliff.
Yeah, I was also there.
Well, I did some research when you were off gallivanting around.
I would describe it more as fleeing.
Touche. But, yeah, I went through one of the books, Malpheris. You're right, that is some purple prose. But, here, I marked this.
Which one?
Here.
5 brown sugar.
Wait, what? No, not the post-it note, underneath it. Spill the sanguine fluid of the child, for they are the first key to the master's blessing. Let us all bathe in the blood of the annealed innocent, and let no hesitation be just, for once it has started, there shall be no end. And once the poniard has allowed the blood of the devoted to pour forth, the tearing of your own heart and the shearing of old bonds, the fire shall pour through and cannot be stopped.
When the master comes through, the gate shall be torn in twain. Air amorodial and thick, and a power monolithic will be granted unto the one whose will be strongest and most meritorious in the eyes of Moloch. The age of fire has come. Love this for us. Ugh, this book smells weird.
Yeah, it reeks like burnt wood.
It did not smell like this when I had it.
Wait, what?
It smelled fine. Just old. Have you been burning things?
No, not at all.
Okay, when did this start then?
When I grabbed it from your place. It smelled
Like burning trees. When did you get this?
I picked it up not long before you called me the final time.
When I was in that room, when I was trying to leave. Owen, what the fuck? Jesus Christ, okay. My nerves aren't worth shit lately, and it's Lydia. Well, here's to hoping it's about whatever help she can give us with freeing Claire and Adam. I'm sure either way it's gonna be weird.
It can't get any weirder.
Don't jinx it. Hello?
Hey, you at home?
Why?
Are you alone?
Yeah, why?
I've got a plan.
Lydia, I don't think...
Look, I spoke to my mom and I was able to brew 2 vials of... You know what? Actually, it's probably better you don't know what's in them. All you need to know is that I think I've put together something that'll work. You'll be able to use the vials to cleanse the souls of Adam and Claire. I'll drop them off at your place.
Hang on, what am I supposed to do with these vials once I have them? Can't you or, like, your mom or whatever do this? Clearly you have access to the house.
The only way for this to work is if you can get close enough to Claire and Adam so that they're exposed to the liquid inside. Smashing, splashing, spilling, whatever. Just get the liquid onto their bodies. And it's chaotic, I know, but it'll be stronger coming from you. Just trust me.
I think we're past that point, and I don't think this is a good idea.
It'll be fine. You can do this.
Again, how are we gonna do this? Claire and Adam are real guarded recently. I can maybe get near her, but Adam as well? I don't think a double date's in the cards anytime soon.
But they've let you near them in the past. For better or for worse, Claire still seems to want you nearby. We've just got to find a way to get you near her.
I don't like our chances if they figure out what we're really up to, and until I'm sure this will work, I don't want to be alone with Claire. It's just feeling too dangerous, and she's seeming volatile lately.
Okay, well, let's just keep thinking. But if you do get the opportunity, if you do get close enough, just smash the damn vial.
Okay, but then what?
Whatever is in them will be hostless.
So, unless it has another willing host, it'll just disappear?
That's the idea.
Okay. How much time do we have to do this?
Not a lot. They're preparing for the ritual already.
Oh, good. So good to hear.
Yeah. People want things to happen sooner rather than later.
We're screwed, aren't we?
By we, I assume you're also including Owen?
Yep.
Right.
Don't get weird about this.
Is he there?
Does that matter?
I thought you said you were alone.
It's just me on the phone. Owen's technically in the kitchen.
Fine. Whatever. You've obviously got your priorities.
We can't keep having this conversation. It's not Owen's fault that things have been weird between us, okay? So let's just... You came to me because we both have people we love wrapped up in something really messed up. You asked me for help, Lydia, so here I am. I'm helping.
Whatever.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm sore and I'm tired and I'm gonna go, okay?
Sure. I'm guessing you're staying at Owen's? Again?
Yes. Yes.
Oh. Okay.
We can talk more about this later, okay? If you want. It's been a rough few days. So let me know if you hear anything about what's coming up, if we need to move, if there's something we can do. I've got some more research to do, and maybe we'll find something else that we can try, or something that's easier or simpler or whatever. We'll figure this out, Lydia. We'll do what we can do.
Fine. Bye.
Fuck.
That sounded a little tense.
Yeah, just a little. I just wanted something normal. I wanted something simple and normal, and I wanted to just feel okay again with someone, even if I had to lie to myself. But apparently, I've been lying to myself too much, so fuck.
She's too involved, Jude. This is bad news.
I know. I just don't know what to do anymore.
Hi, Judith. I'm growing tired of your silence. Call me back. Now. You need to. I don't like not being listened to. Call me. Bye.
Hey, it's Claire and Adam.
Hey.
So this is episode 25 of our podcast, and do you ever think we'd make it this far?
I mean, no one likes having to edit all this material, but we got it figured out.
Best podcast pal. You inspire me.
You inspire me.
Anyway, we'll get to the actual meat of the episode soon.
Oh yeah, let's talk about meat. We recently learned how to butcher a pig.
Honestly, you can learn everything online. It's fascinating.
Oh, and we've got some patron-only things for you.
A special message for my patrons. If you're listening to this, then I trust you. You've shown yourself to be someone who's willing to do what's needed. You're someone who understands sacrifice, because that is what needs to happen. You can't do this without giving something up. We can't make this world better together if we don't shed that which holds us back. And I'm sure that will be difficult for you, but it's okay. I'm here. I'll help. Take a deep breath. Without this, without all of us, you can fall back into bad habits. Frailty, vulnerability. But you can't give up. Without you, all of this will fail. We'll make it better. We'll make it real. It'll be okay. You just have to listen. And now, some comments from listeners. Oh, here's something from Rebecca. Love the show, and I found such peace even just having it on in the background. I fall asleep to it sometimes when I'm having a rough day. Aw, that's so sweet.
And here's one from Yuna. Love the recipes. I felt like $1 million lately. Can't wait to try more. That's great to hear, Yuna.
And here's a message from Arthur. It's time we move. The Earth's position has never been better for us. We must take action. You cannot delay this any longer. Okay, Arthur, a bit harsh, but if that's how you feel, then I accept that you feel that way. Even if it's a bit rude.
One from Corrine. This move to gain more followers is short-sighted. We are strong enough as is. We must move ahead and allow the blood to spill. Look, I see where you're coming from, and thank you for the comment, Corrine, but there's no need to be hasty.
Oh, good. Another one. This one's from Deirdre. May the fire of Moloch rise up and allow the heat of our glory to split the skulls of those who stand in our way. We must act. Well, that's just lovely and perfect. I very much want to hear your opinion, you pathetic cow. I have lived what amounts to 1,000 lifetimes, and you come here demanding we hurry up? We are more than ready. I am more than ready to reduce your skull to ash, you weak little...
Now, dear, it's not time to become fired up.
You know I still find puns tasteless.
I apologize.
But we shall push ahead. We move. Sooner rather than later.
Are we ready?
Is anyone ever? I felt we'd have more time.
Do you have cold feet?
No. No. I've spent too much time in this form. I'm tired.
It's a common issue. But soon, this shall work. We'll be free to recreate our kingdom in the way we envision.
Yes. I need to remember the end goal.
Think about the end. As the door opens, we will finally be free.
Judith, you coward. Pick up your phone. I know you're there. I can smell you. I know where to find you. Answer me.
Who's avoiding me? And that seems so unlike you, Judith.
I don't know you.
Of course you do. It's me. Aren't we best friends anymore?
Look, just... I'm going to work.
Oh, Judith, I understand. You know, you really should have stuck around at Valerian. I think it would have done wonders for you.
Pass. Is Adam skulking around?
Oh, silly. Adam's at the house. He's doing meal prep. But please, Judith, you're being so mean to me lately. It hurts. Let's be pals again. I'm sorry, baby.
I have to go to work.
I guess I'm just not important to you anymore, huh?
Enough. I'm going inside. Bye.
Don't you trust me, Judith?
Get out of here.
You were always one of my most ardent supporters. What happened?
You are not Claire.
I am. I'm who I was always meant to be. A queen.
Let her go.
Oh, am I blocking your way? Oh, sorry. That could have been a disaster. I didn't even realize your hand was there. I thought it was a lot closer.
Stop.
Bye, Judith. See you around.
Just wearing a wire at all times.
Hey, you're the one who wants to record everything.
This is true. And I got a package.
Ooh.
And it's from Lydia. It smells weird even through the glass. Why does it smell like a musty pizza? Like onions or something? What the fuck? It
smells like a soup topped off with pond water.
I guess I'll just hang on to these. I don't know, I'll keep them with me in case Adam and Claire show up and try to hug me or something. I'm guessing you haven't found any better options for what we can do.
Oddly, no. It turns out the internet doesn't have a lot of reliable depossession spells.
Yeah, I have been digging through books and there is nothing of use. Just nada. At least nothing that can be done by us. Ingredients that are impossible, obviously fake stuff, just whatever. Alright, idea. What if we skip going through the books and just watch garbage reality TV?
We can technically do both.
Sure. Let me get the Tomes of Doom.
This table wasn't covered in nail polish before, was it? I'm not that unobservant, am I?
No, I was going to paint my nails last night, and then the upstairs neighbor dropped something, and I got startled and knocked it over. So my coffee table is blew me away now. Okay, problem. Owen, I can't find them.
The books?
Any of the texts from the Family of Fire or the scans of the diaries or anything. They're all gone.
But they can't be.
They are. I always put them back in the same spot, and they're not there. It's empty, and my filed folder is gone.
Okay, but there's nothing else missing. Just those?
Yeah, laptop, and I saw my jewelry. It's all here. I don't have anything else of interest, so I didn't miss a robbery or something.
Okay, but how can they just be gone?
I don't know. Could, I don't know, Claire gotten in here?
That wouldn't be outside the realm of possibility. Okay, who has a key to your place?
Just me and you.
Oh.
And I don't see you taking them and then playing dumb.
Okay, who's been here?
Mostly just you. Claire that one day, but the books were still here after that, so she didn't take them then. My sister came by a few weeks ago.
That's an unlikely suspect.
Yeah, it's not her, because it doesn't have anything to do with her honeymoon plans, so she has zero interest.
Where is she going again?
Patagonia.
Nice.
Yeah, sounds like a really nice trip, but bigger problems right now. The only other people who have been here are like a plumber about 3 weeks ago, and I was here the whole time, and Lydia's been by, but I was here, except for when she dropped off the package.
Could she have gotten in here? Do you think she took them?
I don't know. Why would she?
I don't know. She's the only other person who knew about them.
I'll just call her, okay? Come on, Lydia. Pick up.
I see you and Owen. You're both pathetic. You know that? There's nothing you can do. You stupid children. You don't even know how deep in it you are. Don't turn your back and don't let your guard down, or else you will both burn. Love you.
Hey, Judith. Hope you're well. I know I've said some things that I didn't always mean. I'm sorry if that hurt you. I'm sure you're under a lot of stress lately. Can we talk soon? Let's talk. I need to see you. I need you. Can you help me? Thanks. I miss you.
She's not going to respond.
I know. This would be so much easier if she would, but she can be stubborn. I've tried being nice. I've tried being mean. How's your leg doing, by the way?
It's going to scar. I swear if I get my hands on her, I'm going to sear her.
I'm going to have to ask that you refrain.
Nonetheless, if you're looking to get her attention, you might need to be more hands-on.
Possibly.
I might have an idea. I got a suggestion from a friend and built on it.
I know your ideas, and they're typically very violent.
What if I tone it down?
If you can offer a concrete plan, then sure. Maybe we can get to the heart of the issue.
I think she needs a reason to come to you. You have to draw her out in a way she wouldn't be expecting.
Interesting.
My plan is a little extra, but
I'm all ears. Switch that off, will you?
Please leave a message after the beep.
Hey, Claire, it's Lydia. I know things have been strained, but I have some information that might be of use to you. I understand why you did what you did to my father, and I just want to talk. Call me back. Bye. Hi, babe. What are you up to on Sunday? Nothing important, I hope. Maybe we'll see each other. Hoping to run into you. Bye.
Liking the new couch?
Yeah, this one actually pulls out into a queen.
Oh, my back thanks you.
Ah, it's time to replace it.
You got a switch, right?
Yeah.
Was that you or me?
Me, I think. Yep. I have a voicemail.
Oh, weird. Didn't hear it ring.
Yeah, me neither.
You have one new voice message.
Hey, Owen. I'm leaving you this message because I'm sorry. I failed you, Owen.
June?
That's not me.
I just want you to know that whatever happens, it's too late. It's too late to run. It's too late to do anything.
Oh, I swear.
Why did you get involved? This will only destroy you. It's destroying me. I am sorry. It's too late now. It's too late to run.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Jude.
Yeah?
I don't trust whoever that was, but I trust you.
I don't know why you do, but thanks. I trust you too, more than anyone else at this point. Even myself, I think.
Yeah.
You want to know the worst thing, though, after hearing that?
What?
It's right, Owen. She's right.
Judith, I don't know if you'll hear this, but I really hope you do. I know things have been tough lately. I just want you to know that I understand how hard this must have been for you. So many changes, so many questions, and just so much uncertainty. But you're really strong, Judith. That's what I like about you. Your tenacity. You just keep plugging away. Even when it would be better for you to just stop. Oh, and two, it's so good to see you two working together. What a nice little team you make. I'm glad you both found that in each other, that you can do this as a partnership. Even if he's struggling, and even if this is wearing on him. You know that, right? He's so tired. But so are you. And you can't just tell him to go, because then... well, then you'd be alone. You're wearing thin, though. I can see it in your eyes. There's a weariness there. But I'm sure you're worried about the toll this is taking on Owen, right? You don't want him to be hurt, too? But he's too far in, just like you are. And you won't stop until there's no other choice. This has been so hard for you. And I just want you to know that I have enjoyed every minute of it. See you soon, you two.
Parkdale Haunt is an original podcast created and written by Emily Kellogg and Alex Nursall. Directed and produced by Alex Nursall. Engineering and sound design by Ian Bodie. Theme music by Phil Wright. Recorded at Pirate Toronto. Distributed by the Rogers Frequency Podcast Network. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Parkdale Haunt. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/parkdalehaunt. Links to our merch store, episode transcripts, and more are available at parkdalehaunt.com. Featuring the voices of Emily Kellogg, Alex Nursall, Ian Bodie, Carson Pinch, and Jocelyn Dotta.